Okay, so we're now up to the Chazara packet 12, V'inyan Ketzad Misharinon, Ayu Mishar Shishim. Now this packet, I know Rabbi Simon spent this past week on it, both Shurim on it, and he's still not done with it, so I think he's going to continue this week in it, but we're going to just Chazara what he did, and what he does next time, we'll Chazara then. Okay, Chazara ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a full page, but it's not so much, but I know you guys said you like pictures, so I drew a picture, maybe just to clear things up, make it clear. So we have a Gemara in Chula in Tzadi Zion. The context of that Gemara is talking about Chal, which is an udder, and in that Gemara, the Gemara wants to know, how do I Mishire Shishim? So the Gemara has two options, Bidi Day, do I say, if let's say the Chal is, let's say, if Kazai is Bidi. So do I need shishim? Can I get the whole kezayis, the whole chal, or do I need my denofak mei? How much iser do I think is going to leave and go into the pot? So if this udder falls in, right? So I'm going to take it out. So it gave off tam. So how much tam do I think it gave off? 1%, 2%, right? And then I just need shishim. Can I get that? Or do I say that no, since we don't know, we have to err on the side of caution and always need shishim to get the whole entire chaticha, which is how the Gemara ends up and says, because my denofik minei mino yadinan, how are we supposed to really assess how much goes out? So therefore, we assess, can I get shishim to get the whole thing? Okay? So far, so good. Pretty much. And the Rashba, and, you know, the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rashba, passes this way. And the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch passing this way for all Yisurim, whether it's the Reis or it's the Rabbanon. And I just kind of paraphrase the Shulchan Aruch here in Tzadik Hastalit, Isur Shnei Spashal and Heter, if you cook, Isur with Heter, okay, dot, you know, if it's Makhbi, you throw it out, okay? Then you need Shishim Kneged, the whole Isur. Why? Because you don't know Kama Yossi, you don't know how much Isur left, right? As the Gemara said, my Dinafak Minei, we know Yadinan, how do we know? Lefichach, says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, if someone cooks in a kedera of iser, a treif pat, which is bas yoma, meaning it has iser, that's not in Talmud Shvach, you know, good iser, or you stick a spoon, a kaf is a spoon of iser, into a tarovis, you need shishim, either can I get the whole kedera or the whole kaf, right? Shishim can I get the whole kedera. I don't say, well, how much iser do I think really came out of this pot, or how much iser do I think really came out of the spoon? You say you need shishim to get the whole pot, shishim to get the whole spoon, right? Which is what we just said before, right? This is the Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rashba based on the Gemara, that you always need shishim to get the whole thing. You don't estimate how much do I think left. I don't say my denofak minei, rather we pass in didei, it, the whole thing. We don't say my denofak, how much left it, okay? So that's the first halacha of didei and my denofak minei. Now, that's one halacha. Now, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is quoted in Tzadi Beis. When we get to Basar B'Chalav, I think we'll talk about it more. But this is called Chaticha Atzmas Nasas Nevela, otherwise known as Chanan. Chanan is like Chan Rashi Tevos for Chaticha Nasas Nevela. What does that mean? That means that if, let's say, Isser goes into Heter, right? So do I say that since I don't have a shir shishim, can I get the iser? Do I say that it kind of infects the whole heter, and now the whole heter turns into iser too? The chaticha atma, the very chaticha, the very piece, right? Nasas nevela becomes just as usher as a nevela would be. Doesn't mean it's a nevela. It means the same way. Like that's the Gemara's way of it, just giving an example for an iser, a nevela, right? Do I say the whole piece turns into a nevela, meaning usr, like a nevela, right? Or do I say, I don't say chaticha atma, the whole piece turns into iser, like a nevela. Rather, the only amount of iser in there is the iser that got absorbed in. Okay? So, chaticha atma and nevela obviously means I'm mastering more, mastering the whole chaticha. Chaticha. If I don't say chaticha atma, if I don't say chanan, that means that there is iser in there, but only the iser that went in. Okay? So, and that's not basar b'chalav now. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about non-basar b'chalav things. So when it comes to non-basar b'chalav things, there's a machlokas. famous machlokas between Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam ends up being a machlokas machaber Ramah. The machaber here paskins that by shar isurim, meaning
where is this
what?
Where is this
Rabbeinu Tam? It's called Rabbeinu Tosus. It's all over in Tosus. In Kiranosh, what?
It's the ritual machlokas.
Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim. Okay, I'll just give me 1 second. So the machaber in Shulchan Aruch, Tzadi Beis, he passed things like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and who says that by Shar Isurim, meaning not Vosar B'cholav, we do not say Chaticha Asmas Nasmavela, right? He's Mekel. And the Ramah passes like Rabbeinu Tam, who says that even by Shar Isurim, even by not Vosar B'cholav, we do say Chaticha Asmas Nasmavela, okay? Tosus and Gilanoshek, all Vosar, it's quoted a bunch of times. Okay, so how are you going to remember? Here, Rabbeinu Ephraim and Rabbeinu Tam, two Rabbeinus, right? So here's just a mnemonic, right? Rabbeinu Ephraim starts with an aleph. Rabbeinu Tam starts with a tav, right? The first letter and the last letter. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, he's an aleph. That means he only says Chanan by one thing. What is that? Basar b'cholav, but not everything else. Rabbeinu Tam, he's a tav. He has the whole aleph base. He says Chanan by everything. Okay? Just a way to remember. Okay? And the Machaber passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and the Rama passes like Rabbeinu Tam. So now we learn two concepts. We learn Bididei and Maizinaf Akmine, that's one. And we learn Chanan, that's another concept. Now, we want to make sure we don't get these two concepts confused. So first I'll say it out, and then I'll explain the picture. Okay? Chanan means how much Isser is there. So if Isser gets Nivla in a Chaticha, I want to know how much of this Chaticha is Asr. The whole Chaticha or only the amount that was Nivla in it? What's the Nafkimina? If this Chaticha falls into a pot of kosher food, I need Shishim, can I get what? Can I get the whole Chaticha or can I get only the amount of Isser that's in the Chaticha? Okay? That's Chanan. My Dinoch Akmine is whatever Isser it is, I don't care, you decide how much Isser it is. But how much of that Isser came out? If I hold the day, I hold all the Isser. I have to be Meshayer Keneged the whole Isser. If I hold my Dinof Akmine, I don't have to be Meshayer Keneged however much of the Isser I think came out. So to illustrate, I made a picture over here. So I assume that each line was a Kezayis. So I have an Isser of 2 Kezayisim that gets Nivla in a Chaticha of 4 Kezayisim. Okay? So what happens? So equals. If I say Chanan, the whole Chaticha is Aser, meaning all 4 Kezeisim are Aser. If I do not hold of Chanan, I have 2 Kezeisim of Iser floating around somewhere in that 4 Kezeis Chaticha. Okay, now, L'may Nafkamina, these two one of these pieces, whatever, falls into the pot. See my nice pot? So it falls into the pot. Okay? So now, how much of that pot? I need Shishim of in that pot connected what to be Mevatel is. So now, I could say either Didei or my Dinof Akmine. Meaning, either one. Right? So let's take Didei. If I would hold Didei, so then I would need to be Mevatel the entire Isser. How much is the Isser? If I hold of Chanan, it's going to be 4 Kezeisim, meaning the entire Chaticha. If I don't hold of Chanan, I still need to be Mevatel my whole Isser. How much is my whole Isser? 2 Kezeisim. Because if I don't hold of Chanan, only 2 Kezeisim are Aser. Yeah?
At what point does Chanan come into play?
When the Iser is no same time into the Ether.
So if you hold Chanan, then the only time you have to be concerned about Shishim is when is in a case like where it's all whole and it's not being no same time?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Meaning that if I have a pot, and something hot falls in, and something Aser falls in,
yeah,
and I hold a Chanan, it's going to... There's not going to be a point in calculating Shishim because it's going to turn everything into trade.
Well, no. If I have Shishim, can I get that whole Isser? Meaning, let's take a piece of Nevela. Let's say a Mamash, a real Nevela, whatever, falls in. A piece of Chazer falls in, right? So that's Mamash. I don't have to Chanan it up. It's Isser. It was born Isser, right? It's Chazer, right? So now, let's say I take it out and I throw it away, right? I see it's the Chazer, I throw it out. How much do I need? My pot isn't necessarily Aser. If I have Shishim, can I get that Iser? my pot is good. If I don't have Shishim, then my pot is Usr. So even though Isr falls in, doesn't mean it's Usr. It just means that I need a Shir Bittal. Can I get? So what we're trying to assess here is how much Shir Bittal do I need? I need Shishim, can I get what? So if let's say what falls in isn't a piece of chazer. It was a piece of kosher meat. But that kosher meat previously had a bleed of treif in it. Right? So now that piece of meat falls in. Either I don't recognize it, and it's, or I do recognize it and I take it out. But I need shishim keneged what? Shishim is my shir bittel. Do I need shishim keneged the whole chaticha? Let's say four kezais chaticha. Or do I say I only need shishim keneged the two kezaisim of Isra that were in that chaticha? Okay? So, yeah.
If you don't say
Chanan, it's a hybrid. It has two kizaisim of Isra floating around in it somewhere. You know, it's now. Right. Okay. Can I don't want to get into that. Okay. Well, I can talk about that now. Okay, I'll talk about that after. If the actual chaticha could help you for your iser, okay? Right, by chal it could, but we're going to talk about that when we get to all the halachas, okay? Sure. By after the sochta, whatever, we're not going to talk about that now.
So far we saw whoever holds with the day, but who holds my day?
So we're going to get there.
Oh.
Give me a second.
Sure.
Okay? So again, back to our example here. So chaticha falls in. If I hold the day, I need to shishim keneged the whole iser. If I hold chanan, that means the whole chaticha, meaning four kezaisim. If I don't hold the chanan, I still hold the bidei. I still need to not the whole iser. Just the sheer iser. I need shishim keneged is only the two kezaisim of iser that was nivla into that chaticha. If I would hold the ma'ida nafak mine, what would I hold? If I could somehow establish that, let's say, 5% of the Isr comes out, right? The Isr falls in, the Chatzichas falls in, I take it out, I throw it away, but how much really how much Isr left that Chatzicha? How much absorption did my Kaderi get from that Chatzicha? Let's say 5%. I made up that number, okay? So then I need Shishim to be about till 5%. 5% of what? So if I hold of Chanan, so again, if I hold of Chanan, then I'll need 5% of the entire Isser, which is the entire Chatzicha, 5% of the four Kazasim, right? Because that would be the 5% of that left.
So this is Chanan v'Nafak Mine.
Right. If I hold of Ma'idinafak Mine, but I don't hold of Chanan, then I need 5%, which is the amount that I'm just assuming came out, right? Of the Isser, but what is the Isser I need 5% of?
Two kezaisim.
The two kezaisim. Okay. Right? I just wanted to illustrate how Chanan and
beautiful.
How Chanan and not Chanan and Didei and Ma'idinafik Mine are two separate concepts. And sometimes they can be confused because, you know, Chanan sounds like the whole Chatzicha and Didei sounds like the whole Chatzicha. But I'm just trying to illustrate how these are two separate things. I can hold of Ma'idinafik Mine and still hold of Chanan. I can hold of Chanan, right? I can hold of Didei and not Chanan, right? They're two independent concepts. Now, just deciding, or so I mentioned this very briefly, and then in Shulchan Aruch Tzaddik Ches Hei, there is a machlokas of when do we say Chanan, right? This concept we said of Chanan. We know what applies to, let's say, my chaticha has a bliya of Isser in it. What about if I'm not talking about a chaticha, I'm talking about a bliya in a pot? Let's say I have bliyas in a pot, that are ben yomo, right? And now treif gets absorbed into my pot. Do I say that the treif now, if I hold of Chanan, could now infect all the kosher bleas in my pot? Or do I say that Chanan is something which happens to a be'en, but you don't say Chanan in an absorption in a pot? So that's a machlokes, I like kind of mentioned it briefly, but that's a machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban. And in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzaddik Ches Hei, the Machaber quotes, first he quotes the Shita, that there is Chanan and Blios, which is the sheet of the Rashba. He quotes the Yesh Misha Omer that there's no Chanan and Blios, only in Be'ens, which is the sheet of the Ramban. And he gives cases, I'm just saying the Klal. And the Ramah says that the first sheet is Iker.
Meaning the Ikar is like the Rashba that we do say Chanan in Bliyas. Okay. Now, remember how we just said Chanan and Maidan Afik Meir are two separate concepts?
Yes.
So the Shach points out that in Shulchan Aruch, in Tzadi Ches of Kotnid Beis, he points out that the Shulchan Aruch is not paskening like a Ravid. Okay? What is this Ravid which we are not paskening like? The Ravid Shita is that when it comes to eights or mateches, wood or metal, since you could, and basically anything that you could be machshir with hagola, meaning la klicheres, right? I gave those as examples, but it could be, you know, whatever it is, you know, eights. I mean, it could be, whatever it is. I'm not thinking right now. Okay, but whatever is hagolaable, whatever you could be machshir through hagola, right? Then, since you're not going to say it's etzem aser because I could be machshir. So there, in those cases, you could say ma'idanof akminei. You could make an omed, an estimation of how much iser do you think left here? Okay, that's a shita of the right etzem. Yeah. Then you could you're allowed to mishayer an omed yafa, a good estimation of how much iser you think left by klicheres, which you can't be machshir through hagola. Then you'll say didei that you have to be assess, can I get the whole thing? But other things, which can be hokshar de hagola, you'll be saying ma'adinofak minei. So that's something, she's a ravid, which the shach goes out of his way to say we don't pass the line. There is another shita in the world, the Mordechai, okay, which says the following. The Ramah quotes it, even though the Ramah says yesh mi, yesh lachash lachomra, not to be so mechanis, but what does the Mordechai say? That you only say Chanan by Kalim, which you can't be Mashra through Hagala, meaning Klicheres. Kalim, which you can be Mashra through Hagala, says the Mordechai, you don't say Chanan on. You only say Chanan on things you can't, that are not Hagalaable. You can't be Mashra through Hagala. Okay? So those two things sound similar in a way. Yeah. Think of it's Mistabra, meaning if something, if I can't, I'm always going to be more machmir. If I make a chilek between kalim, I'm always going to be more machmir on the thing that I can't do hagala on. Because that shows that, like, it's more usr. Something I can do hagala on, I'm saying it's not really usr, but haraya, I can extract the isr. Right?
That sounds like
right. So here's what we want to point out. These things are different. And that's what the Shach points out. There are people that made this mistake. The Ravid is saying that I'm going to be, that when am I going to be machmir by klicheres? The chumra of klicheres is not a chanan chumra. It's a didei chumra, meaning that when I assess how much the ravid is saying that when it comes to klicheres, I'm going to assume that I have to misharkeg the whole kli, not an assessment of how much comes out of the kli. But let's say a metal kli, I can assess but how much comes out of the kli? I don't have to assess shishim regi the whole kli. Okay? The Mordechai is saying, by cheres, I'm going to say chanan. And that means that everything in the cheres is going to become infected in usr. My amount of isr is going to be the whole thing. Right? But by other kelim, says the Mordechai, let's say kli mateches, metal, I won't say chanan, I'm going to say that the only amount of Isser in there that I have to care about is the amount of Isser that went in. The Isser that went in is not going to infect the rest of my beliefs in the Kli. So the Shach is pointing out that there are people that confuse these things. And he's pointing out that the Ravid is talking about my denochak mine. Remember we said these are two separate concepts. The Ravid, they're both making a chilak between Kli Cheres and other Kalim. Just the Ravid's chilak is that when it comes to a Kli Cheres, I'm going to be machmir on didei, and other kalim, I'm going to say, I only care about the assessment of how much isser I came out of it. How much isser am I assessing, right? Well, that's going to be Tolian if you hold with Chanan or not. If you hold with Chanan, then it's going to be everything. If you hold not Chanan, it's going to be what's in there. I feel like I'm not being clear.
I understand how Binday and Chanan are two separate things.
Right.
But, like, in English, in terms of assessing
okay, so,
the whole thing, I don't see.
Well, we're always going to pass on the day. So, we're always going to pass on the day. But we should know, in principle, that these things are different. So, for instance, the Ravid would say that if, let's say, I have four bleas in my cheres pat, right? I have four bleas in my cheres pat.
Cheres is what?
Cheres is pottery. Okay? It can't be mashal adi hagala. Okay? I have four bleas in my cheres pat from before, kosher bleas, right? And now, two bleas of treif I cook in my cheres pat, and so it goes in, right? So now, if it's cheres, I have to, not only do I have to be mivatel the two, I need to mivatel all six bleas in that pot. Because now, according to the Ravid, if I hold of Chanan, so now I need to mivatel six bleas. If I don't hold of Chanan, I only need to mivatel two bleas. Right? So if it's a cheres, so again, if it's a cheres pot, I'm going to say that I need to be mevatel. If it's a cheres pot and I'm holding of Chanan, right? So that means I have six bleas of Isser, and I need to mevatel all six bleas. Right? If I don't say Chanan, I have two bleas of Isser, I need to mevatel two bleas, two ksesim worth of it, of Isser. If that cheres pot is not cheres, take out cheres, put in mateches. If the same thing happens in a metal pot, right? I have four bleas of kosher in there, now two bleas of treif go in, right? So now, I'm going to say, according to the Ravid, I'm allowed to assess how much do I think came into my food. So, assessing what? So, if I would hold of Chanan, I need to assess how much of these six bleas do I think came into my food? If I don't know what's going on, I'm going to assess how much of these two bleas of Isser do I think came into my food? Because the Ravid is talking about, not about Chanan, he's talking about my denofak mine. How much, he's giving the kula that you're allowed to assess what proportion of Isser came into my food, and then when you teach him, can I get that proportion? So, if it's a proportion of what? Proportion of the Isser. Well, how much Isser is there? Well, if you hold of Chanan, it's going to be six kazasim. If I don't hold of Chanan, it's going to be a proportion of two kazasim. But in a cheres pot, he would say, you have to be mvatel everything, meaning the whole either two or six bleos. In a mateches pot, he could say, you need to be mvatel 60 kineget, whatever proportion you feel of that Isser, either two, if you don't hold Chanan, or six, if you do hold Chanan, please don't come into my pot. Because the Rav is not talking about how much Isser I have, the Rav is giving you a kula that in Matachas you're allowed to assess what proportion of whatever Isser you hold you have came in, left my pot, and went into my food. Now, that's the Rav saying. The Mordechai is also saying a kula when it comes to Matachas versus Cheres, metal versus pottery. Except he's saying, I'm not dealing with what proportion came out. I'm going to assume that you have to assess 100%. 100% of Isser came in, and you have to assess Shishan at 100%. But 100% of what? Of Isser. How much is that Isser that I need 100% of? So if it's an Acheres pot, 100, Chanan. So if I have four blades of kosher and two of treif, well, you need 100% of that six kazasim, right? If I hold as mateches, I can leave you a kula, says the Mordechai, that I don't say chanan in the cheres, so therefore, I need to be involved of 100% of the Isser, but the Isser is only the two kazasim of Isser that got into my pot. It's not going to infect the four kazasim that were there before. So the Shach points out that on Shulchan Aruch, this din of the Mordechai was quoted, and some people erroneously confused the issues and wrote Ravid. So he's saying, no, Ravid, we don't pass on like the Ravid. We don't pass on my Dafak Mineh, we always pass on the day. This is not The Rambam is not quoting a shita of the Ravi, he's quoting a shita of the Mordechai. He's not dealing with Ma'ase Nafak Mineh, he's quoting a kula of Hanan, which the Rambam says Tovah Hachmir, not to be somech on it. But just be clear, what is the Rambam quoting? He's quoting a din of Hanan, not a din of Ma'ase Nafak Mineh. Yeah.
But isn't the Mordechai's Machmir, he says Hachinas of Leila, and he says that they're in Pali.
What?
He says he put two Israel in a pile of 20 kedeis in the entire pots.
Okay.
So that's a chumrah.
That's a chumrah that he's saying that by cheres. By cheres. The entire chanan, the entire thing. But by mateches, he's magdol.
Okay, I'm just saying that it's not the kula, so you should be magdol.
Right, so the Rambam says we machmir against the Mordechai. He quotes the Mordechai. He says, "Yeah, okay." Right. We machmir every way. Meaning, but even without the Mordechai, we would have said that. Meaning, he holds like Rabbeinu Tam. He also. But he holds.
He says a bliyah, not so the veil. But put Israel in a pot, there's no bliyah.
Meaning without a bliyah.
It's a bliyah, but there's no bliyah.
In a new pot.
In a new pot.
Okay, so this issue, okay, so that, and I don't want to get into it because Rishonim didn't get into it, but the chorus of Machlokas Shach and Taz, whether you could say such a thing. Can I, and so I kind of said bliyos, just to not be nothing into this. There is a machlokas, I think Shach and Taz, you tell me here. Probably did it, more recently than I did. But if I'm not mistaken, I think the Shach says that you can't answer a pot. You can answer bliyas in a pot. But if it's a new pot, what are you going to answer? You can't answer the walls of the pot. And I think the Taz says you can.
So, the Shach just against the Mordechai?
What?
The Shach just against the Mordechai?
No, I'm saying you could say the Mordechai, but just talk about Blios. You know?
It's the Mordechai, but it's the Rama says it doesn't matter if it's new or old. What is new
Blios? Okay, so that's, you're talking about like a Taz the size of Montana over here. I mean, that's like that whole long Taz and the whole long Ecclesiastes. You could spend forever on that.
So it's like somewhere the two words, import, export.
Okay, rival, whatever works.
Rival is export. And Mordechai's import.
Okay, if whatever
any
works.
Any combination.
If that works for you, again, I don't think of it that way, but if that's how it's.
I have to remember.
If that's how it works, whatever works. You know, and then, so that is just, right? Just the people can, mean, even in the days of, in back then, people were confusing these issues. Mm-hmm. So that's why the Shach says, that we have our Shulchan Aruch started with Sukkah, it says Mordechai, but it used to say Ravid.
Okay.
And that's what the Shach says, wrong, not Ravid, Mordechai. Okay, one last thing, and that is, Rei Simon quoted, Adin and Shulchan Aruch Sadi Chastalit, Cham Miksasu Cham Kulo. And there is a sheet of Rabbeinu Peretz who holds that when it comes to metal, since metal conducts heat, it gets hot. You heat up one end of your spoon, let's say it's a metal spoon, the top end will also become hot.
Just metal, not wood.
Metal. We have these pots at home. I don't know why they had made the top of the pot metal. You burn your hand, you take it off. So, so the Rabbeinu Peretz, according to the Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as the Yesh Misha Machmir. He quotes the Yesh Misha Machmir, which is Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that if you put, let's say, part of the spoon in Isser, right? So now, even though let's say only half the spoon went in, but since Cham Miksasu Cham Kulo, literally if part of it is hot, the whole thing is hot, so the Bliya will kind of, you know, get absorbed in the whole spoon. And now, if you use that spoon again in a Heter pot, you need to Mevatel the whole spoon. Because we assume that the whole Bliya is going to transfer because Cham Miksasu Cham Kulo. And so that's a chumrah. That's the Yesh Misha Machmir of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says we're nohig like the first day, meaning not like this day, the kula, that we're nohig not to say Cham Miksasu Cham Kulo, and you only have to worry about the amount of the spoon or metal clay that actually
works. That's it. That's it.